went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Yes, it's time to fall in love.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why I never made the choir, okay? I'm just letting you know.
Oh, well, that's okay. But you know what? I am super excited. It's fall. It's really just time to really, we got to work hard to bring people together.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Being in the single life right now is not easy with
it's
social
not.
Media.
Oh my gosh.
It's like living hell.
It's true.
And that's why you come to us, because we just try to help you out.
That's right.
This morning, we have our boy Kevin on the phone. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Hey. So tell us, my man, you're calling in for a second date. Who'd you go out on a date with?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of complicated. So I met Nicole on Tinder.
Okay.
And, you know, we really hit it off. We were texting back and forth about, like, all the things that we have in common. We both really like doing outdoorsy stuff, like, you know, camping, canoeing, hiking, that kind of thing.
Cool.
So we decided to meet for a drink. We were going to go to Avenue Club on East Washington. And we set it up. We made plans. We even, like, confirmed. And then Nicole showed up, but I ended up falling asleep, and I never made the date.
Uh-oh.
Really?
So,
you fell asleep?
So kind of like, I mean, I'm kind of asking for like a second chance for a first date, less so than like a second date.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, that's going to be a hard one. Let me be honest.
Yeah. That's the worst for a woman. Like, if you forget about them.
Well, he just fell asleep.
Which you forgot.
He forgot. Well, I mean, did you just have a hard night the night before? Did you work a long day?
No, it was, took some allergy medication because I was really having some trouble.
Oh,
But, and so, you know, I mean, you know how, like, Benadryl can make you drowsy.
Yes, it can.
You know, I just, like, I ended up falling asleep. I, like, set an alarm. I just, like, slept through it, you know?
It's
Not that it's like, I was really excited to go out, and I just, you know, I feel like a real, real screw-up for messing this up.
Okay.
Well, I'll be honest, you know, allergies to me are the devil's work.
Oh my God.
I mean, I used to get the shots each and every month for 5 years as a kid, then later as an adult. And like you, I see you as a super trooper, man, because you know, with your allergies, your face looks all messed up because you're swollen.
My gosh. That's true.
And so he was still going to go out with her, which is super sweet.
Yeah.
So and we back you.
We back you. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not intentional.
That. I appreciate that. Well, hopefully we can turn my luck around.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if we need to ask you to send us a quick picture of what you looked like, then we'll make sure, like, see, here's the proof.
See?
In case she doesn't
exactly.
believe you. All right, so this is what we'll do. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Nicole and hopefully score you a second date, my man. Sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
All right.
It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I am really enjoying Mr. Kevin.
I am too.
Yes.
You know what? I think we were a little hard on him at first, but now we're starting to lighten up a little bit.
Well, listen, when you're calling to get a date with another woman that you went out and you happen to have fallen asleep.
Right.
Most likely this is not going to happen again.
Exactly.
But he suffers from allergies and took a Benadryl.
That's what happened. And
it
you know,
sucks.
Benadryl can knock you out.
It can.
Yeah.
And again, we give him kudos because you know you got some jacked up looking face when that allergies come in and swell your eyes, swollen, your nose is drooling everywhere.
Yeah, you're sneezing all the time.
Yeah, not good. But he still wanted to go out.
He was still going to go if he didn't fall asleep.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, how long has it been since she has gotten back to you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I text her, you know, and I explained that, like, you know, I said I was sorry for missing her. Told her that I even, like, you know, I actually, like, I did. You know, I hope to catch her. I did show up at the restaurant, you know, about like 30 minutes after our scheduled time, and she was already gone. And I told her all that. Like, I texted her that, didn't hear back. You know, I gave her a call the next day, no answer, and you know, just haven't heard from her since.
Okay,
poor guy.
You know,
poor guy.
I understand where she's coming from. She probably thinks it's not true.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So we're really going to try to help you, Kevin.
We're ready.
Yeah.
All right, my man. We're going to call her.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nicole?
Yeah. Sorry, who's this?
Hey, girl. This is Krista and Tracy. Mm-hmm. We're calling from Krista the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
We wanted to give you a call.
We sure did.
Oh, hello.
Hey. So listen, honey.
Okay.
You happen to be in a very, very popular girl right now.
Yes, you are.
You are on everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking through everybody's mouths right now.
You are.
Okay.
So listen, there is someone that is very intrigued by you.
Yes.
Someone who really wanted to go out with you.
Yeah, he did.
But something kept him from actually going through that date.
That's true.
Do you remember Kevin?
Oh, yes.
Or shall we call him Sniffles McKevin?
I like that better.
Okay.
She doesn't know what McKevin. That means, but she will. Yes. Do you remember meeting him?
Well, I don't remember meeting him. I remember planning on meeting him.
Oh, see, here we go.
Here we go.
All right. So you tell us quickly about your side of the state.
Yes.
Let's see. We had met on Tinder and we were chatting a little bit, and then we agreed to go to to get a drink at Avenue Club on East Washington.
Yeah.
And I was really excited because we both had a lot in common. We both really liked like outdoor activities, hiking, rafting, and stuff like that. So but when I got there, I was there first, and I got there a little early because I'm a little bit of a on time. And, I was like 20 minutes in and I hadn't really heard from him. And he wasn't there. And I don't know, I'm just kind of like, I don't really have time to wait for somebody that's going to forget about a date. Like he had forgotten about it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, to me, that's like a red flag. And I was like, I just would rather cut, you know.
Right.
On to the next one.
Right.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, girl. I mean, Tracy and I mean, we get it, honey. We are ladies.
Yeah.
We have been through situations
been
like
through
this
things.
Where, you know, hello?
Yeah.
Did you forget to
Did
meet me?
Did you forget? How dare you?
Did you see what I wore
Did
for you tonight?
Did you see this? And you forgot?
Look at my nails. Look at my hair. All that money I spent and you ain't here.
I know. I shaved.
Girl, you even
it
shaved.
She looked really cute.
And she looked really cute.
I bet you did.
Yeah. So listen, here's the thing. All right, Nicole, we got to let you in on something. Kevin has called us.
Yes,
because he has very much been trying to get a hold of you.
He has.
And the reason why things did not happen is because he had a severe allergy attack.
He did.
Took some Benadryl and he fell asleep.
Fell asleep, girl.
And girl, you know Benadryl, it will knock anybody off.
He didn't forget you.
On their butt cheek.
He just fell asleep.
All right. Well, I didn't know that.
He didn't. Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't need to tell you. Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin.
Chime in, honey.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hey, Nicole. Yeah, you're on second date update.
Yeah. So he heard everything you said.
Oh, great.
That's okay. I mean,
no, you were fine. Yeah.
And, you know, I want to say I totally get it. And, like, I totally feel the same way. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, I thought we had a really good vibe when we were texting. And I just, like, I want to throw myself at your mercy and just ask you for a second chance.
Oh, that's so nice.
I like that.
I know.
Yeah. Nicole, what do you think?
Right. I'm willing to go a second time if you promise to be on time.
Yes.
I promise. I mean, you know, the weather's cooling down, so I think my allergies will probably be less active too. So that'll hopefully not come up again. You know, I was going to do this anyway, but you know, I promise I'll cover everything. Dinner's on me.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
And I highly recommend that you stay away from any like freshly mowed grass, any you know, trees that are blooming.
Yep.
And you know what, Kevin? Tracy and I are going to hook you up with something very special.
Uh-huh.
We are going to get you a year's worth of Flonase from our local Walgreens for you.
That
is the jam.
It is the jam. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it'll really come in handy. So
it will. You can keep it on you.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's your protector.
It is.
Protection first.
That's right.
Safety first.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.